So, no, I think we actually were, we did divide and go onto the footpath around the police, and then we went back behind them onto the road. So, I don't think they were expecting that. I certainly can remember going down Pitt Street amongst the stopped cars and shouting very loud in the narrow canyon of Pitt Street, "Ho, ho, homosexual," and 2, 4, 6, 8, gays just as good as straight, and encouraging passers-by on the footpath to join in. And actually, some of them did, which was amazing because they were just people who were out to do their shopping at Pitt Street. What they were doing joining us, I don't know. All the faggots were out early doing their Saturday shopping, I don't know.
Well,
Do we go down to Martin Place?
yeah, Martin Place. Now that's where
That'd be a logical
we're on the
place to
steps, and
stop.
the colonnade and the police were there. They'd arrived. Now, I think you had some memories of the police attacking the people on the steps of Martin Place.
Well, I think I actually remember the time we went to the cenotaph. We laid a wreath at the cenotaph.
Yep.
And that was the time I remember the police arrived, outnumbering us. There must have been 60 police or more, and paddy wagons everywhere, rounding people up. But yes, that colonnade along the outside of the post office was a great defence against the police, because it gave you somewhere to hide and something to run behind. And certainly there would have been a great deal of running and hiding and ducking. I think we realised that we were provoking the police, but we didn't really understand what they were going to do to us.
Did you actually see the laying of the wreath, or and the comments? Who there was somebody went there and
it was
said
Ken
something.
Davis, wasn't it? I read the.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
I think he wrote it.
Oh, he didn't. He hasn't mentioned it. Maybe he forgot. But there was something about laying a wreath in the honour of all the lesbians and gays who died in the wars or something.
Well, yes, who'd served and died in the wars,
served.
And in the prisoner of wars war camps.
And did we refer to the concentration camps in Germany or not?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely, I'm sure we did. Well, certainly discussion was made when we were planning it. Discussion was made not... Well, firstly, it started off with the people who died in the prisoner of war camps, and then somebody chimed in and said, well, what about all the gay servicemen and women? And so that's how we started off, with the gay servicemen and women, and then we went on to the prisoner of war camps.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain that's how it went.
Was anyone aware that there was another commemoration there at the cenotaph on the same day?
I don't think so.
People realised after.
I don't think anybody told us. I mean, if they told us, perhaps we would have been more respectful and chosen another day or another time. And perhaps that explains their extraordinary aggression towards us. But they were so violent.
Yeah.
Tell
us more.
Truncheons out and hell for leather. And, you know, they'd grab a hold of you, and that wasn't enough. Then they had to beat the absolute shit out of you and then throw you in a paddy wagon. And once we'd seen what they were doing, well, of course, then evasion was primary. And everybody just ran for their lives, because anybody who was caught was beaten and thrown into a paddy wagon.
Okay. You didn't get caught?
No. No, I can remember running through the colonnade, ducking in behind the colonnade and weaving about. There were lots of people there. And not all of them were demonstrators. Some of them were people I think were going to the post office. I think I can remember Terry Bell in his blue denims and his blonde curly hair, and he was a target.
A target? No,
oh, that
after
blonde curly hair. Yeah, his blonde curly hair definitely was a target. They were after him, and they were after me for sure. They just would see you. They'd pick your head out because you were taller than everyone else, and they'd say, right, and they'd make a beeline. They'd pick a target, you know, and then they'd go for you.
Maybe the organisers?
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. I didn't see myself as an organiser, but who knows what was in the police's minds.